Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 506. And here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miami. Oh, my God. Today, it was deluging all night and all day. I left early to get here because I didn't even know if I could get here because the flooding is so bad because they fixed the beach. I don't know if it's still fixed, but they did. It's not. Well, they did at one time fix it.
Putting a Band-Aid on a leak in a dam.
Well, now in my neighborhood.
A $500 million Band-Aid, by the way.
They should have just done it right. But, you know, Philip Levine did a great job, but he got so much resistance from everybody. You know, he had to fight for that.
Yes.
He was the mayor of Miami Beach. And if they should have listened to him and done it right, he would have been a great governor, by the way. I was supporting him all along. But anyway, so then when I start coming over here today, half the cars were like off to pull off the street. It was like 2 feet, 3 feet of water. I was getting nervous.
My circle driveway has water in it, standing.
But you know how you're supposed to pump your brake, right?
Yeah.
To keep the water out. So I did that anyway, whatever. So what's going on? Well, let's see. You know what, Jason? I told you this, but James, I didn't tell you. So there's, you know, when you're at home, which I've been home since March the 14th, except when I come here once in a while. You see everything that goes wrong. So the last time there was a big storm and everything blew out. So we had a surge protector come in, you know, someone to put in a surge protector.
Surge protecting.
So it's a box. It was about this big, like 3x4x3, metal. You know, so you walk in the back door and there's an electrical panel behind hedges. They put it to the side of the electrical panel. They screwed it in there in metal. Now, the door is glass panels. So if you open the door, you're going to crash the panel. What is wrong with people? You know, I can never go downstairs in the morning or any time without 20 things in afraid of right away. Come here. I'm like, I'm not even awake yet. And I look over there, and she's had to put a big brick there to make sure no one opens the door. Because if they open the door, then it's going to break the glass. We had to call the guy, have him come back. And when he came back, I went out and talked to him. He came back.
Oh, good.
Take that off your list. So I said to him, I said, you know, what was anyone thinking? I didn't blame it on him. I said, whoever did that, it's probably him. What were they thinking? He goes, yeah, the glass. Well, I was shocked he spoke English, so let's start there. And he fixed it. And guess what he did? How he fixed it. You can put the box inside the panel and put a little clear plastic, it looks like a credit card, on the outside that's screwed to show you exactly where the box is. So you'd never see the box. Because I was saying, well, can't you put it here or here or here? Oh, no, I'm going to put it inside. So now I go out there, and here's the big panel box, and it's like a little clear plastic credit card. It looks like it's been screwed in there. And on the back side of it, inside the box, is the surge protector. You know, Miami, you know, is it Miami? Is it me? Are we in a third world country? Is it a banana republic? Is it everywhere like this? I don't know. I don't know how people deal with houses. I see why people just live in condos. But then you got to put up with the neighbors. And then you got to put up.
I'm learning my lesson both ways right now.
I mean,
the pros and cons.
Yeah, it's like and then you got to walk to take the dogs out. You got to go down the elevator and fight with the people. Or you got to go down the stairs. Or, you know, when I had the condo at Fisher Island, I was on the third floor. So I go right down the stairs and it was easy. But it's hard to live anymore. Anyway, so you guys, if you're watching the first ladies on CNN, if not, you should go back and watch them all.
It's on my list. I heard it was the number one cable movie last week.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now, so far they had Michelle, who was the first one, I think. Hers was amazing. Then they had, now they have Nancy Reagan, mm-hmm. and hers is going to be good. Then I guess they're going to have Hillary. What are they going to do when they get to Melania? Put up Christmas trees and go, I don't like Christmas, and not my responsibility. I hate Christmas. Remember, she was caught on tape telling the girl, I don't like Christmas. It's a waste of time.
F Christmas.
What'd she say exactly? Something.
F Christmas.
Yeah, F Christmas. F Christmas. I might have to do it. I have to do it. I didn't want to do it. Who needs a Christmas tree? And meanwhile, Trump's in a rally going, if Biden's elected, he's going to cancel Christmas.
He's completely out of control. This morning, they were comparing his normal lying to how much lying he has done in the last week.
Yes, I saw that.
It's unbelievable.
Out of the he did 300 lies in two-day period or something?
Yeah, and they were talking about how many lies now he's just writing into his speeches at these rallies that are just completely false.
Oh, my God.
It's
unbelievable. Just crazy. If I forget to tell you guys, I'm going to be being on Jeff's show again starting sometime next week. I'm going to go to LA for a few weeks, mostly to do Jeff's show. The only thing I'm going to do is his show and stay home and hibernate. RJ's ready for different food, so pick up different food to go. He's sick of our neighborhood food. He's sick of the cooking that he and I do. So we're going to do that. Meanwhile, there's another special on CNN called by, what's his name? Zakari.
Yes.
Zakari. Right. Something Zakari. Whatever. Anyway, he's like a brilliant guy. He's studied world history. He's very well informed. He's really not political. He's really more like an intellectual academic. He had a series on called What the World Thinks of America. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Jason, is it warm in here? Could you turn the air on? Anyway, so he has this thing called What the World Thinks of America. It was a one-hour documentary. It flew by. It went by so fast. I hope I TiVo'd it. I want Roy Jr. to see it. But it's the history of all the worlds and how they work together and how it's been. It was just so good. You need to watch it. I think it should be required watching for every voter.
You know, something I watched this week was on HBO. It's a documentary about misinformation.
Oh, I heard about that.
And how it has affected Americans. And I
heard
blown
about it.
Away.
What station was that on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, HBO. So yeah. You can get it anytime.
Anytime, so you can watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so we have
so
to watch misinformation.
Watch that one.
You know who's responsible for a lot of that, other than Trump, is Facebook.
Yeah, no, and that's
Zuckerberg.
What they talk about,
Zuckerberg,
social media.
If you're listening.
And all of the parts that it has played
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
And how much people now, like almost 70% of all people get their news from a social media feed now.
Well,
and it's ridiculous.
Twitter is starting to tag misinformation. But Facebook, they kind of do it, but it's a wink and a nod. They allow it because Zuckerberg wants the big tax breaks that he gets from the Republican Party because he probably doesn't wind up paying any taxes at the end of the day. So he lets them propagate all the stuff on there and the propaganda. It's very annoying. Mm-hmm. But the amount of misinformation, I mean, that's why we're in the situation we're in right now with so much hate and conflict and division.
Well, I read yesterday that 48% of the Republican Party now believes in the QAnon.
And the
pedophile
thing.
Is wrong with people?
And you know what? Trump feeds the story. He feeds the story because when he was asked about it, I don't know anything about QAnon. I don't know anything. Well, I do know they're really against pedophilia. So he's planting the story that you guys are helping us get rid of those Democrats that are into pedophilia, which was a completely made up nothing to begin with. Remember the one guy drove like 3,000 miles to go to the pizza place? And then there was not even a room downstairs. It was nothing. And it was like he went there to see this pedophilia ring that Hillary Clinton was running. They didn't even have a room there. It was just completely made up. You know, people are gullible. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's really. Remember back, I was telling someone yesterday, about 8 years ago, there was a common phrase thrown around about the dumbing down of America.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. It's not just the dumbing down. It's the lack of character, the lack of integrity, the lack of decency, the lack of people feeling like their word means anything or keeping their word. Like, that was what the damage that was done when we pulled out of, you know, NAFTA and the Iran-Contra deal and the nuclear disarmament with all of those things we pulled out of. It just shows the world America doesn't keep their word.
Yeah.
So why are they inclined to ever negotiate with us or make a deal with us again? So they're moving on without us. But what they should have done, if you don't like the deal, you take the deal and you honor it and you improve on it. That's what normal people do. Mm-hmm. You improve on it. You don't just destroy it. But anyway, so then James had quite the experience this week. So he says that he goes in the line, was like 3 hours, but he was only in it for like an hour to vote. And this Federal Express truck was driving around, honking, intimidating voters, and it had Trump signs all over it.
Handwritten
Trump signs all over it. So he told me, so I said, you should tweet that out. Well, then what happened? 6,000 retweets.
Listen, I want to leave. Yeah, it had a lot. It was.
What'd you put in the tweet?
I just wrote what happened, and I was trying to get FedEx's attention for someone.
You tagged FedEx.
Yeah, and I liked six of their accounts. Took hours for them to answer. They finally answered. I did have a phone call yesterday from the head of security. it was their official statement is that they are looking into the situation, that it was a contract worker that was driving that van that day, and they will absolutely be taking disciplinary actions. And there is no room for any of that in their company. So that's the response I got. But in the meantime, all the haters really came after me.
They came out.
Not only did they come out, they found out where I lived. They came by my house.
This?
They called me at 10 o'clock at night, said they were coming to beat my ass. It was
threats. One guy showed up.
And one guy showed up in front of my yard with a Trump sign and said, I don't work for FedEx, so you can't report me. And he was.
Can you believe this?
Yeah.
So,
they had to like search for my address. But you
first
know,
you got 6,000 retweets like in a hot second, number one.
It was.
So
like
everyone was talking about it. Then the news people called and said they were going to come out and interview you.
And they did.
And they did. They came out and interviewed. And we don't know if they put a clip or not put a clip on the news. We didn't see it. But anyway, then the guy comes to the house 20 minutes after the news people left. I wish they would have been there. And starts intimidating you. But for Federal Express truck, a private industry truck that we spend a fortune with just in our business, much less big businesses how much they spend, driving around intimidating voters and honk, 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 and with Trump signs, I mean, this is what they did with the Al Gore versus George W. Bush. Roger Stone sent a crew of 200 thugs down to the voting precinct in Miami-Dade, and they were pounding on the doors for so loud that people in there got scared, left, and called security. He ran them out and stopped them from counting Miami-Dade. Then they went to Palm Beach. They were 500 votes short when they kept recount, when they were doing the recount, and the Supreme Court stopped them from voting at 500 votes so that they could appoint Bush, to the White House. Now look at what's happened since then. We would be way ahead on climate change. We would be leading the world on climate change. We would have multi-trillion, gazillion dollars in business by innovation for climate change, for product, and people around the world. But instead, what did we get? We got an Iraq war that destabilized the Middle East, that caused thousands of people to die, and trillions of dollars. That was because of these thugs, like you're talking about, that are driving around intimidating everybody. Mm-hmm. So the lesson is, you don't stand up and stand by, you stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah, and the location that I was voting at is, it's in Little Haiti, so it's a known place where a lot of African Americans go to vote.
Oh yeah,
and
so there's intimidating them
so,
there.
So yeah, but I also want to just state, and I've said this in my official statement too, that I don't care. I do care personally about if you vote for Biden or if you vote for Trump, but at the end of the day, we're all Americans and we all have the right to vote, and it's our civil duty to do so, and we should be able to do so without feeling intimidated or threatened or with some type of retaliation, and that's why I did it. I would have done the same thing if they had been
of
Biden.
Of course we would have. You're not going to intimidate and bully, and you know where that starts? It starts with Donald Trump when he told Liberate Michigan. Liberate Michigan. And what happened when they liberated Michigan? They took their assault weapons and all that nonsense to the Capitol, threatened the governor, and what did Trump do? He said, you should really negotiate with them. They're nice people. And now it turns out that those nice people that were there, 11 of them, I think it's 11, were in a fight, were threatening, they made a plan and a plot to kidnap her, put her on trial, and execute her. And what did Trump do when the plot came out? Never once mentioned the plot, but he started trashing her again. That nasty governor, Michigan, that nasty woman, and started again after he found out they were planning to kidnap her, execute her, and instead of saying, you know, this should not be tolerated in this country or anywhere in the world, we don't believe in violence, and they're going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Instead, he does never mentions them, ever, other than to bring up that nasty woman in Michigan, that governor, that nasty governor, and incites more violence, and he's still doing it. She was on the other night talking about, you know, she's got children, a husband.
It's not just that.
It's just horrible.
Look, Dr. Fauci, he gave an interview the other night, too, and he said that they've had to hire personal security for him and his family.
Yeah, he can't even go on his jogs anymore. Yeah. He has to walk with his wife and two security guards. He used to be a jogger. And now Trump's trashing him. Oh, he's an idiot, and he didn't know what he's talking about. The number one expert in the world. I just can't. Yeah. Oh, my God. Meanwhile,
you got a couple of people are saying they want you. Adam Dobson said, have a nice flight. He wants to know if you're ready for the debate tomorrow.
God, you know what? Trump is acting like a petulant child. He's already started slamming the woman, I can't think of her name right now, that's going to do the debate.
The NBC reporter.
The reporter.
Kirsten Walker.
Yeah. She's going to do the interviewing or the debate moderating, just like he went after how he hated Savannah Guthrie. He can't stand women questioning him.
Yeah, but a week they showed a clip of him a week ago talking about how great when she got her new TV show on NBC. He's like, you're such a fine lady. I really love it. And then now she's the debate thing and he's trashing
her.
Like,
he hates her. And he's already saying it's rigged. He's already saying it's unfair. He's already saying it's biased. He's already saying she doesn't know what she's doing. She's over her head. They could do better. He's trashing her to be able to blame her for his lack of debate skills, because all he knows how to do is bully. That's really what his debate skill is. So that's happening. And then yesterday he threw a temper tantrum with Leslie Stahl. And something really bad must have happened, because he walked out. They showed the picture of him walking out pouting and smoke coming out of his ear and just to people. He's like a baby. He's like a petulant toddler. Doesn't get his way. He throws a temper tantrum and pouts and goes home. So now he's trashing Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes. And, well, wait till you see what I did to her. So to cover up his misbehavior, he's trying to spin it like I did it on purpose to punish her, when the truth is he just probably flubbed it. But what he doesn't realize, he's just so stupid. Yeah. He's just running up the ratings. Everybody's going to watch now. So whatever he did is going to be personified.
Am I right? Well, that's what I heard Anderson Cooper say last night. Perhaps he did it on purpose so that he gets higher ratings in that interview than Biden did the ratings thing.
It's a nice possibility.
It's in that realm.
But he didn't. She pushed one of his buttons and he went off.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Because apparently he stormed out 45 minutes into
it. And yelled at her for not wearing a mask.
And then yelled at her for not wearing a mask, because she had been tested. The two assistants had been tested. And she was on her way back when they stopped her to talk to her after the interview about what happened. And she didn't have the mask on for a hot second. But the audacity.
She already had it. She was in the hospital with it earlier in the fall.
Yeah, but
in the year. So what?
But that's not even the point.
But he thinks he's immune to it now. So.
But that's not even the point. The point is that he's out trashing everybody for wearing a mask. And then the first time someone doesn't wear one for 2 minutes when they've been tested and everybody in the studio has been tested, he's trashing them for it. He's just like a walking nut job. I can't anymore.
Katie wants to know, what do you think about the Kardashians' prison reform? And I'll just throw this in. You know, David Letterman has that show on Netflix. He is interviewing her, and I heard he really held her foot to the fire, but she did not budge on, you know, why she's doing what she's doing.
Let's put it this way. Jason and I have been working on prison reform for 20-something years, and you didn't hear us talking about it. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Okay. So then to go out of town, I have endless lists. Jason has a list of 100 pages. Paul has a list of 20 pages. I have two Spanish lists of 15 pages each. I have, everybody has a list. So I have been working nonstop, 18 hours a day for like 10 days to get everything done so there are no last minute surprises so I don't have to do anything. Yesterday, Freitas puts me on the phone with her doctor. She needs to go have her blood work done before she can have her prescription filled for her high blood pressure and something else, and it has to be done. They won't fill the prescription. I'm like, why are you telling me it's 3 days before? How am I going to go take her to? I'm not going to go to one of these. She says, well, you can take her down to Quest. Have you know what's going on at Quest?
I know. They've been trying to get me to go there to do my stuff. I wouldn't go there for a life.
No way you're going to go to Quest or LabCorp in the middle of a pandemic. And not only that, that's where all the drug testing goes for everybody on probation. Yeah. So if you're on probation, you have to get a drug test once a week. So I convinced them, you don't believe it. After 20 minutes of arguing with this woman, she was very sweet, and I probably was rude to her. Well, you know, Jason, remind me, I should probably send her some damn strawberries. Write that down. I was really short with her, but I was just perturbed. And Freda's sitting there, and then she's in there. I said, look, she doesn't speak English. I barely speak Spanish. It's a miscommunication, but you have my number. I told her a month ago when I went to get her prescription filled and they wouldn't refill it that she had to make sure she got on top of it. Mm-hmm. So I talked him into coming to the house to take her blood work today. And they're going to give her a prescription before she leaves. But, I mean, I'm not going to go to take her to Quest.
No.
Or any drug place.
I had my online doctor visit this week, and they were talking to it. And I have to go have somebody look at my foot, and I don't even want to do that.
No. You don't want to do it. You need to wear a garbage bag from here to your knee, and then just put your foot inside the window. Say, can you come out to my car? I need you to come out to my car and look at my knee.
I'm going to do a bone density test, too. So
I need to. Everybody needs to do that once a year. I haven't done that. I skipped all my stuff this year, and RJ skipped his. I'm not doing it unless something's really wrong, you know. So meanwhile, Rush went on the radio show and said that he knows now that his days are limited. And so I kind of felt sorry for
him. Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. I felt sorry for him. I sent him a nice little email telling we were thinking about him and wishing him well. I mean, I hate everything that comes out of his mouth politically. I really do. It just drives me up the wall. On the other hand, he's got a big heart and he's very generous. But I do believe, and, you know, maybe just call me naive, I believe about 50% of what he says is entertainment, performance entertainment, and 50% he really believes. But in any event,
they can't hear you. Did your mic fall?
Oh, it did. It's right here. Can you hear me
better
now?
They couldn't hear you. The mic
well, thanks
fell.
For letting us know. I wouldn't want you to miss a word.
I think her mic fell down.
But anyway, so we wish him the best. That's that. And oh, so now I told you I'm going to be on Jeff's show. I need all of you to go on Jeff's Instagram and say, oh, we want Leah to come on. We want Leah to come on. Okay, moving along. Now, this is an example of why Miami is a laughingstock of the world right here. You know, they call it Florida, and everything that goes wrong seems to go wrong in Miami, you know, like the craziest stuff. So the judge ruled, are you listening? That Tootsie's strip club can stay open past the curfew. They don't have to abide by any of the food and beverage bills. And now here's why. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. The human body is a thing of beauty. Combined with the form of dancing and music, and it's an important for eroticism, beneficial to societal activity, and it's likened to free speech. A judge. Mm-hmm. In Miami, said that. What, is she one of the ones that goes to the strip club? I mean, who, why would she, does she know the owner? Yeah, yeah. Does she own stock in it? Does somebody she know own it? Does one of her relatives work there in food and beverage? Does she know some of the dancers? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. If there's ever a place to spread an airborne contact disease, it's a strip bar.
Or any club inside.
Or any club.
Listen, I saw David Grutman yesterday on TV, and they were asking him, you know, he's the king of nightlife down here in Miami. He owns Live and Story and many and the whole Grutman Entertainment Group. And they were talking about, you know, when does he feel like he's going to be able to reopen. He said definitely not he's not reopening the two big clubs.
Was he being responsible about it?
Absolutely. And he
well,
says
that's good.
He said that, you know, until there's a vaccine, he cannot provide the experience that people are used to when
well,
they
good
come
for
in.
Him.
And he says, and it's also not safe for the other
good
employees.
Good for him.
But then, you know, he also was saying that there are ways that they can make some things work.
Yeah.
And that's what they have to learn how
well,
to do.
Well, good for
but
him.
But he said he's not someone who does things half-ass.
Yeah.
And he said, so until I can do it right
yeah.
and do it, give them the Grubman experience, he yeah. goes, I'm not going
to
do
but
it.
But, you know, he's smart to do that. He's smart to do that. People will respect him for it, and his business will be sustainable because of it. But I'm kind of surprised to hear he stood up for it, because I know a lot of people that hang out with him and hang out with that whole clique of partiers and
yeah.
groupies and club goers, and none of them wear masks. Mm-hmm. They all run around doing their selfies. They do go out to dinner without the mask. They hang out. They go everywhere and act like there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he stood up to them, and good for him.
Yeah, but they have good opened Komodo back up, which is one of his restaurants.
Yeah, but,
you know,
that's
it's indoor, outdoor,
25-foot ceilings.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they've spread everything out.
So they were talking about that, too. But, yeah, he was very responsible. And
good
he was,
for
you
him.
Know, he was being smart about
it. All right, moving
it.
On. Okay, so I got my flu shot. Roy Jr. got his flu shot, and Roy got his flu shot. So we stood 6 foot apart just to set an example, because I didn't want people to think. But let me tell you something. These damn people, they will not give you your space.
No, they won't.
It's so annoying.
And
so I said to RJ, I said, RJ, I really appreciate you maintaining the 6 foot distance, because a guy was literally 2 feet from him and the guy didn't move. So I said, RJ, you need to move so you're 6 feet away from everybody. He moved. The guy stood right there. People do not give you your space.
No, you know what I do?
It's annoying.
I put my hand out, and I say, if you can put your hand out and we can touch hands, we're too close. That's what I tell them.
Well,
because that's,
you know,
like 6 feet right
well,
there.
Well, at least you're in a neighborhood that they speak English.
Well.
But I'll tell you this. I went the other day to check out, and they were breathing down my neck again. So I put the basket as far back as I could, and then I went to the other thing so that I could empty it. And the minute that I moved that basket, they were right there again.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's almost like you don't want to say too much because they're belligerent about it.
Yeah.
But everybody does have to have their mask on in the grocery stores. I'll give them that. And they were cleaning down all the carts, you know, mm-hmm. this and that. And then I spray everything down before I put it in the car and before I tip it in the house and then when I get it in the house. But the idea that people just are so rude, you're not going to check out any faster by being 1 foot from somebody than you are if you're 6 feet. You're going to check out at the same time. What is the problem with people? I don't know. I can't take it anymore. Meanwhile, did you know? Go ahead.
I was shocked at, you know, at the voting center the other day, at that little library, and they had at least 200 people inside. And what I didn't
was
you would go in to where you would have to pick up your ballot. And that area was kind of spaced out, right? But then they sent you to the little area where you fill in the actual ballot, and everybody's standing on top of each other. I mean, and no one was less than a foot away from the next person. It was
you
awful.
Know, people have to take personal responsibility. They can give you the rules and the guidelines, but if you don't follow them, and here again, this starts at the top.
Yeah.
Trump's having these big rallies. He's making fun of everybody that got the virus that didn't come out like Superman. And so people are not taking it seriously enough, and they're not following the guidelines. Meanwhile, did anyone notice my eyelashes?
Leah?
RJ said they look ridiculous.
I like your eyelashes today. I think they look good.
I was in the line for the flu shot, and I was like, I'm going to just run over there really fast. So I ran over and grabbed them. Silly. I was bored.
They look good.
This is the only thing I bought since March the 14th. Look at all the money I'm saving. Meanwhile, RJ, me, Freda, and Roy, all of our ballots are counted. Yay! Got that done. Okay, meanwhile, Robert Redford's son died at 58 years old of cancer. That was very sad. Lung cancer, I think. No, pancreatic cancer. Oh, it's very sad. So in other news, the basketball teams that stayed in the bubble, they were able to finish their season. And the football teams had problems. And the baseball seasons finished their problems. So that just tells you the football teams weren't following the rules. Because if the other ones were staying, you know. By the way, speaking of a bubble, I have to get this off my chest. You know, I'm a big Biden fan. I know him personally. He's been to my home more than a few times. He wrote this most amazing letter to RJ to get out of school for the day to come and listen to him talk. He's down to earth. He sat in my house and just made phone calls, and just he's just the nicest thing ever. I don't know Kamala. She wouldn't have been my first pick, but I'm fine with it. I think she's very smart and accomplished and qualified and capable. But she was exposed to the virus. Why? Because a flight attendant got on her plane. Can I ask you something? Everyone's making sacrifices. Why do you need a flight attendant?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On a private plane.
Government rule.
No, it's not. Then tell him to go sit in the cockpit with the mask on.
There has to be a flight attendant for every 5 people.
Let me tell you what, okay. Then they have to take the test. She wasn't in a bubble, okay? She's not. She was on TV the night before saying, well, I'm living in this bubble. That's why I feel safe. No, you're not living in a bubble if you let a random flight attendant on your plane. Now, let me tell you what I told them they had to do for our plane. Both pilots have to have their tests the day before, and they have to have a test the day of. And the third flight attendant that they want to send, I said, I don't need. They said, well, it goes with the plane anyway. I said, great. That person also has to have a test the day before, the day of, and that person can stay in the cockpit. I don't need them around us. That is what, we could still get sick, but I'm going to take every precaution. But you don't let a random flight attendant on your plane, especially someone that hasn't been tested. So don't tell me you're living in a bubble and then tell me you have a flight attendant. That is just, I'm sorry. I just burned me up. I just like that. We need everybody right now focused, campaigning, getting people to vote, making the case for Biden. We don't need you being exposed because a flight attendant that you don't even know got on your plane. Oh, it just pissed me off. Anyway, whatever. And housewives. Speaking of news, okay.
Speaking of big bubbles.
Let's talk. Yeah, speaking of bubbles, these people do live in a bubble. Okay, Orange County, I watched it. I TiVo'd it. I watched it in the middle of the night because there was nothing else on. Because normally what I like to do.
And you still fell asleep.
Is usually what I like to do is I TiVo them. I only really watch two or three. I watch New York, Beverly Hills, and a little bit of Orange County. But I TiVo them and I go through them fast. New York is hard. It's fun to watch because they're just fucking crazy. They're always drinking so much. And Beverly Hills I like because I like the neighborhood and I recognize the places and I live there half the time. And I like the glamour of it. But Orange County, I don't know why, I just kind of watched it the other night. And I don't know, it's like they were forcing it. I don't know how to say it.
Listen, it felt very forced.
I don't know.
If that was the first time I had ever watched a housewife show, I would never watch another one. I thought it was just very boring.
I hate to say it because it could pick up momentum and be really, really good.
I heard they had a hard time pulling the whole
season. You got to realize, too, they're just coming off of, the COVID quarantine, and they're dealing with all of that, and people probably, they don't want to bring too much of that up and drive everyone crazy with it, and I love the producers of that show, and I'm hoping it makes it, but I don't know. You go to Shannon, she's got a new boyfriend, okay, check the box, she seems very happy, great for her. Kelly's going to get married, great, she got married to a Fox guy, so there goes Kelly, she drank the Kool-Aid, I'm sure. Even though I still adore her. A lot of people don't, by the way. Then they go to the psychic, and then the new girl, Elizabeth, comes on. She might be interesting. She might be interesting. And then, Emily's gained a lot of weight and has a new boyfriend, is in love and fighting with the husband over the child support and whatever. I don't know. It was her 11-year anniversary. I don't know.
And Bronwyn moved out, and Bronwyn she's not even from with her husband now.
Anymore. And remember last year, that whole thing, we're so in love, and yeah. I'm going to treat him to a threesome on his birthday and all this bullshit, and now here they are divorced. Yeah. You know, you never know what's going on.
And they're introducing her son as a drag queen this year.
Oh, they are? Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah, so that's going to be a new
anyway, storyline. Meanwhile, the thing with... wasn't Emily that gained the weight. I'm sorry, it was the other one, Gina. So Emily and her husband... This was the one thing that annoyed the hell out of me. He's a jerk. He's like, well, finally you saw that it was your fault. Well, finally you're getting that I haven't been appreciated. Are you kidding me? It's like she is just like a stepford wife. She needs to stand up to him and say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'm finally getting it. We're getting along now? Are we getting along because I'm just going to do everything the way you want it? I mean, I was just shocked.
He reminds me of Don Jr. for some reason.
Maybe. I don't know.
He seems slimy. And
just
not...
annoyed the hell out of me because she was sitting there like a whipped woman, you know, like a verbally battered woman. And then she tries to kiss him and he goes, pulls away and then I didn't know that's what you were trying to do. Well, if you can't tell that your wife at 10 years or whatever is trying to kiss you, obviously you're not aware of anything. I'm just, whatever. That got on my last nerve. That one just got on my last nerve. I don't know what to say. And then Kelly and Shannon are still at odds. Check another box. We got a fight going on. And then, Bronwyn says that she's an alcoholic and admits that she has a drinking problem. Well, isn't that interesting? It took one season of Housewives.
Only one season of Housewives. She's already.
It only took one season.
What was it, Leah?
It took one season.
She says we're all one drink away from a mugshot up here in New York.
So you know, I'm telling this these Housewives shows. Let me tell you what they do. They are catalyst for whatever is brewing underneath the surface. It comes out, yeah. And it reveals who you really are. If you're dark and evil and a hater, or if you're a woman that lets a guy take advantage of you, or if you've got it together, it all eventually bubbles up to the surface. Well, it only took one season after
one
all
season
those years.
All
she's been drinking since she's in high school. And one season of The Housewives, boom, I got it. Anyway, well, wishing her well. And then in Beverly Hills, Tori Spelling, that's a sad story. She's going to be on as a friend. You know, I feel sorry for Tori Spelling. Her father was alive. He would never let what's going on go on. That mother's got hundreds of millions of dollars. And Tori and her husband are four or five kids, and they scrap for every rent payment. Mm-hmm. I told you before, I would just say you stop writing the books, you stop going on reality TV, you stop putting your laundry out, and I'm going to support you and the kids and put the whole thing, but you've got to get a legitimate either a job or a project or charity or something. Other than this dirtying of the laundry. But now she's probably doing it because she probably needs the exposure. She needs to get back on TV. She needs to make money. I don't know.
I just want to see the mansion.
I don't think they'll ever show that mansion.
Well, I don't know. They said Candy was coming on,
Let me tell you what. The only reason they're going to sell that mansion is if Candy's wanting to sell it.
Well, I hope they show it. But let me tell you something. I remember about 5 or 6 years ago that they asked Andy directly about Candy Spelling being one of the housewives. And he said he went to her house and they had a meeting and things like that, but he just didn't see it. But he said he was totally impressed with the house. And his favorite room was like, there was like a wrapping paper room. And he was talking about like the room
you know
that you would go in to wrap gifts.
I saw her with a friend of hers and I knew who the friend was. I think it might've been Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
And God, Kathy's going to be a friend on the show. But I saw her in Kathy Hilton at Il Piccolino. Literally 5 feet from me at dinner one night. And I can tell you that she's not housewife potential. I'll leave it at that.
Well, breaking news. The $500 billion stimulus plan fails in the Senate.
Of course it does.
As the deadline for the deal looms. Breaking news.
And guess what? If you don't vote out Mitch McConnell,
absolutely.
What is wrong with you people?
Kentucky, you've got to get it
together. Rid of him. He's the reason you're not getting unemployment. He's the reason you're not getting food stamps. He's the reason that you're not getting PPE. He's the reason you're getting nothing. His wife and him are millionaires from the business they do through the wife Chow's position as head of Secretary of Transportation and her dad's big boat company, what do you call his big freighters? Mm-hmm. Apparently, the word on the street has always been that he's been known to move a few things around that weren't legal. And then Mitch has got all that money from being a senator from Kentucky, and he's controlling the entire Senate. So if you aren't getting your Social Security, I mean, you're not getting all of that stuff you're entitled to and that you need because of the lockdown that's not your fault, vote out every Republican. Every one of them have to go. The reason Mitch doesn't want to get that bill going right now is because the only thing he wants to do is railroad through the handmaiden's tale Barrett to the Supreme Court, who doesn't believe in gay rights. She doesn't believe in the Affordable Care Act. She doesn't believe in separation between church and state. She does not believe in a woman's right to choose, and they want to railroad her through. That's it. And they don't care about the stimulus bill. You need to vote out Mitch McConnell. And by the way, donate to Jamie Harrison. I wait till you see my bill this month. Oh my God. I'm a sucker. I'm bored to death. It's middle of the night. I get an email a minute. Jamie, this one, that one, MJ Hager from Texas. I just give them all $10, $20, $50, $100, $250. Give money away because I want them to win. Oh, my God. Roy doesn't see the bill. He wrote a check one time in 25 years, and the bank called to see if it was a forgery. That's the truth.
We need to do a five-second break for our commercial.
Okay.
Right. And we're back.
Okay, so meanwhile, oh my God, what is this guy? Let's see. So, in news, did you know that most shelter dogs are there because of a family circumstance or a divorce, not because of misbehaving dogs? So, go get yourself a shelter dog. Now's a perfect time to do it. Your home is a good time to train them, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, because... meanwhile, did you know that over 26.2 million people had voted as of 2 days ago? I think it's like a 30-something million now.
They're saying it's way outpacing anything they've ever seen before.
So let's talk about the virus. Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you see the thing about the Pope today, about the documentary and everything?
Yes.
I didn't know if you were going to talk about
that. The Pope is going to, he came out and says that he blesses civil marriage between, not church marriage, but not religious marriage, but civil marriage between same sexes.
Yeah, he said that,
he's so progressive.
That homosexuals were still children of God and deserved a family.
Well, he shows a lot more common sense than the. Well, wait till Amy Barrett gets on the court. If you think it's bad now. Meanwhile, in the virus, there are 50,000 cases a day now. There were up to, that was 2 days ago. Now it was 65. Now it's 65 in the last 3 days, gone to 65. That quack doctor that Trump met by watching Fox News says, you know, that first he's not an internist. And he says that, you know, we're just going to do herd immunity. And what that will mean is another 2 or 3 million people will die. It'll take us 4 or 5 years to get through it. And it's just every major health organization and every reputable internist or infectious disease doctor in the world has says that is not a plan. That is throwing up, that is like you would do 200 years ago when nobody had any resources and didn't know what to do. Even then they knew better and just let it run its course. That's not a plan. That's just a white flag. Well, we surrender to the VAT. And then they said they're going to, well, we're just going to protect the vulnerable. Well, who decides who's vulnerable? You can be 25 years old and have asthma. You can be 30 years old and have, you know, a heart condition. I mean, there's a million things. That athlete just passed his 20 years old, just passed his physical, died of COVID, that little athlete. So then they're saying that Sturgis rally in South Dakota, remember all those guys on the motorcycles? That's what they have contributed the whole Northeast outbreak to. Apparently 500,000 people have spread the virus in the upper Midwest. And one example, there was a guy on there that got the virus. His girlfriend wouldn't go. She stayed behind because she said she thought it was an infectious situation. He winds up getting it. He gives it to her, and he gives it to her sister. They have now determined that that one event is what started that whole spread of the virus in the Northeast. Unbelievable.
I heard it was linked to like 200,000 cases or something
at
like
least.
That.
At least. Yeah.
So
at least.
Crazy.
That's okay. Come on in. It's the mailman.
The mailman.
We like the post office. Don't let that DeJoy tell you to take those post boxes down. Okay, so apparently...
Did you hear what she said while you were walking over there?
Don't let that DeJoy tell you to take that post boxes down. So they're saying that it spread to 23 states, that one one motorcycle event. And it's 330,000 minimum infections because of it. I just can't believe it. They were unmasked at the bars, at the restaurants. They had parties afterwards. They've had the second highest number of infectious disease per capita in the Dakotas, period, from ever. Wyoming, Minnesota, Montana, and the Dakotas are leading in the infectious numbers.
I saw a virologist talking about that situation on CNN this week, and then she also said that the next 7 days here in the United States as a whole are going to
be
the worst. She says you're going to see probably a triple acceleration.
Yeah, it's like multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
It's going to take on a life of its own. It's just going to grow exponentially. Okay, so now in the cases per million, as of right now, in the U.S., there's 673 cases per million. In Canada, there's 257 cases per million. So that's 60% more than Canada. In Germany, there's 117 cases per million. So we have seven times the infection that Germany has. And in Japan, there are 13 cases per million. We have 1,000 times, five, whatever, times, you know, than Japan. Why is it that all these countries, Canada, Germany, and Japan, have it under control and we don't?
Because they don't have Trump.
Because they don't have Trump. As of October the 16th, the United States had 70,451 cases on October the 16th and 29% of the cases worldwide with 4% of the population. It's because we have no leadership. There are still nurses that don't have PPE. No one wants to wear a mask that likes Trump. People think the social distancing, they take it for granted. And there's no national strategy. And there are no tests. I mean, the testing, I remember that back when it first started? Anyone that wants a test can get a test. That was in March. That was in March. He was told in February by by Qi in China that it was airborne. He told Bob Woodward that this is really serious stuff. Kids can get it too. You can get it from breathing. It's in the air. It's airborne. This is serious. You get it, you might be one of the ones that just drop dead from it. It's a serious disease. Meanwhile, even today in the middle of October, he is still out telling people, why is the news talking about it all the time? I'm sick of hearing about it. We're sick of it. We're just going to move on. Move on from what? The hospitals are now putting up pop-up hospitals again.
I saw this morning there are five or six states right now, and all of the hospitals are just about at capacity.
I just can't even.
Kentucky.
David Dale, that guy that's a commentator on CNN, he does fact-checking all the time. You should follow him on Twitter.
No, that's who I was watching yesterday.
Yeah, he's really good. He says for 8 months, Trump has been saying that the virus would disappear. And 38 times since he announced that there was a virus, acknowledged, since the time we had 15 cases that were going to go away and we're doing a good job, he has said 38 times that the virus is going to disappear. He listed all the times he said it, 38 times. It's just going to disappear. It's going to be like magic. It's a hoax. It's a Democratic hoax. They just want to bring me down. When the sun comes out, Easter Sunday, we're all going to be celebrating. We've turned the corner. I tweeted the other day, he keeps saying, we've turned the corner. We've turned the corner. I said, well, when you're going in circles, you're always turning a corner. Am I right? I mean,
that should
that's
be one of your Leah's life lessons.
You know what? Write that down. When you're turning a corner, you're always going in circles. He keeps saying, "We're going to turn the corner. We're going to turn the corner. We're going to turn the corner." When I heard that, I was like, "Well, of course we're going to turn that. When you're turning the corner all the time, you're going in a circle, and that's what he's doing." I just can't with these people. Oh my God! By the way, there's a graph out that shows that floats. And it shows, like, the states with the most, and then they move down, and then they move down, and they move down. Where do you think the number one state with the most is? Florida. And if you look at the chart, All of the states are red at the top, and the bottom, the highest one at the bottom is number 6, which is California. Then you go down to more red states, and then you go to a couple of blue states. So out of the entire whole chart, it's red, one blue, red, blue, 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 red, blue, red. It's the red states. And remember the reason Trump and Kushner didn't want to send out the PPE and start a national strategy? It's because they didn't want to fund the bailout their blue states. Well, if you look at the amount of money paid into the federal taxes by the blue states, it's 10 to 1 past the red states. Kentucky is the poorest state in the country. They have the Kentucky, Louisiana, they're at the bottom of the list in Mississippi for education, for health care, for everything. I just can't get over the mentality of people.
Brooke Love 1110, who is from Kentucky, says, "I have already voted in Kentucky. I'm ready to ditch Mitch and send him back to Alabama where he belongs. We don't want him anymore."
I can't stand him. I just, that big damn turtle. The fitness guru, 33 years old, Dmitry Sturchik, do you see he died of the COVID, and he was a denier.
Yep.
He said, "I didn't believe that there was a COVID virus until I got it." Well, that was smart. So he's dead now because of it. That's terrible. Now, let me give you something. You know, Trump's now running on the economy. You know how smart he is, and he's going to turn the economy around. The economy was so great. Well, all he was really doing was following the wave that Obama set up building the economy and taking credit for it. Because the first 2 or 3 years, it's usually the previous administration.
Correct.
And every time every time a Democrat comes in, they clean up the mess of the last Republican. And that's a fact. You can look that up. Look it up. Bill Clinton, all of it. Look it up. You'll see. Obama, we always clean up the mess. So listen to Trump's strategy. You know they're broke now. They spent $100,000, his campaign, on Donald Trump's book, Donald Trump Jr.'s book, Triggered, which helped get him on the New York Times bestseller list. Over $7.4 million were spent at Trump-branded properties since 2017. This is your donor money if you're donating to the Trump campaign. $38.7 million was spent in legal and compliance fees, meaning all Trump's legal problems, you're paying for those too. You know, when he grabbed the woman, all of it. Cohen, all those cases, Stormy Daniels, we're paying all those legal expenses. In addition to tapping the RNC and his campaign to pay legal costs during the impeachment hearings you paid for, he also relied on his political operation to cover legal costs for some of his aides. So all these donors, this is where your money's going if you're giving Trump your money. $14.1 million on the Republican National Convention. The event was supposed to be in Charlotte. They paid for that. Then they canceled it and went to North Carolina. They didn't cancel it. Charlotte canceled them. Then they went to North Carolina, and then Charlotte canceled them. And then they went to Jacksonville. And then after a dispute with North Carolina's Democratic governor over the coronavirus safety measures, Florida was likely the place it was going to go. And then we had to cancel it in Florida. And it mostly was online. So they paid for 3 conventions that they couldn't get their money back on when they were told all along, you have to have a virtual convention. The states aren't going to allow it. These were 1 Democratic governor and 2 Republican governors that said, you're not having it here. We can't take the risk. Paid for that.
And I read on that whole thing with Florida that now the city is trying to get the money back that they spent.
Oh, they'll never get the money.
They said it was something like almost $200,000.
No, Trump owes over $1.8 million to local cities and states that his campaign won't pay for. They don't have any money right now. $912 million was spent on ads that ran on the personal Facebook pages of Parscale and Trump and his spokesperson, Katrina Pearson. $250,000 was spent on an ad during Game 7 of the World Series, which came after Trump was booed by spectators when he attended Game 5. $218,000 for Trump surrogates to travel aboard private jets provided by campaign and donors. Meanwhile, they were running ads in Washington, D.C. that has 3 delegates, number one, and Republican has never won the state of the Washington, D.C. ever. And they were putting ads on there, and they said, his insider said they did it to appease him, to keep him happy, to show him, to pump him up, to make his mood better. Oh, just stop. My quote, Leah's life lessons, don't leave dead bodies.
You might want to explain that because I have never had many people ask what that means.
What that means is, you know, when you have a falling out or disagreement or you go a different way, just don't leave dead bodies in your track. Tidy it up with a bow on it and move on. Don't leave dead bodies. Now, in today's COVID, it means wear a mask.
I think that's why everybody was a little thrown off. They didn't know what I was about. I think I scheduled that post like 7 months ago.
7 months ago.
It's kind of ironic how those quotes fall right into place.
Divine intervention.
Like
the FBI has warned Trump that Giuliani was being used to spread false information about Hunter Biden. Trump ignored it and spread it too. It's now coming out that Giuliani is basically a Russian asset. The question is if it's wittingly or unwittingly. My guess is that he's wittingly. He knows what he's doing. He knows that there's nothing there. They've investigated over and over again, and he's trying to dig up dirt, just like he did 4 years ago when they found there was nothing there.
Did you see the Giuliani report that broke this morning?
Yeah.
With him and the Borat guy?
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be an investigation.
It's going to be in the movie. Now there's going to be
an investigation.
The movie comes out on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, it does on Friday?
In Netflix.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's on Amazon, I think.
Yeah, and so what happened, he went out and he said a bunch of stuff and that Borat, what's his name, Borat? How do you say
it? It's Borat.
Borat, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Sacha Baron Cohen, the 20-foot actor that's always doing satirical stuff about the campaign. So he apparently videotaped and did a scene with Rudy Giuliani that's going to compromise Giuliani, and it could lead to an indictment, charges.
With an underage
and
girl.
It's going to be out, and it's going to just show that they have been trying. Trump has been afraid of Joe Biden since before, when he first got in office. He's been trying to trash him, because he knows that Biden appeals to white men, mm-hmm. which is really Trump's base, and he attracts uneducated or pre-college white men and educated white men, and Trump's big base are not college adequate white men. And so he also knows that Biden is not a radical lefty, and he's responsible, and that he's qualified, and that he's a decent, and there's no garbage to find on him. So they can't find anything on him, so they go after the son. Well, you know, he's not running against the son. Trump, you're not running against Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's not going to be president. And by the way, Biden's already said no one in his family will work in his administration, unlike the grifters from your family that are working in there that are supposed to be running their business. Remember, he was going to sever his ties, and the boys were going to run the business. Well, the boys are in the middle of the campaign constantly, and did you see that video put out by Midas? I think it was Midas Touch or the Lincoln Project with Tiffany Trump. Hilarious.
She's here partying for her birthday.
And there's shrimp and lobster and champagne, and she's posing for the camera, and it's a big party with those light things going off, and no one had a mask, and they're hugging and kissing. And then she goes from the party, and they put her on the stage at the convention saying, I understand exactly what you're going through. I just got out of college too, and I'm having a hard time finding a job, and I can relate to you. Which is hilarious. Oh my God. So we only have how many minutes?
We have about 2 minutes.
Okay. So moving on. Trump made 66 false claims in 3 days. Okay. According to CNN. By the way, did you see now he's already wanting to give this big contract to a billionaire company and get it in before the election, and people are raising hell about that. Another basically quid pro quo, take care of me. And then he tweets out that, you know, this is how it works. Say Exxon calls me and they want some permits for something, and I go, yeah, you know, I'm really great with Exxon and I love that industry, and how's it going, boys, and isn't it great? Yeah, fine, okay, well, I need you to make a $25 million donation to my campaign. Trump is tweeting out and talking about this is how he operates, every quid pro quo imaginable. So Exxon gets nervous about this and sends out a tweet, this never happened. Mm-hmm. I guess he was using them as an example, but that's how he operates. Everything is transactional with him. He told a crowd in Nevada, that if Biden wins, that Christmas is going to be canceled. The guy's a nut job. He's lost three campaign managers, that have all been arrested, and he calls crooked Biden. Three campaign managers have been arrested. There's been one after the other indictment, arrest, and plea guilty, and more indictments in his administration, more in his administration than every other administration combined, and he's calling Biden Trump. He's doing the same playbook he did with Hillary.
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary, lock her up, lock him up. They were chanting, lock up the governor of Michigan the night after it came out that she was going to be kidnapped, tortured, and killed. That's unbelievable. General Kelly, his former chief of staff, who was a general, said that Trump is the most flawed person he's ever met. Meanwhile, I like to believe you, Kelly, but you're the one that also signed on, along with Kristen Nielsen, Stephen Miller, and Jeff Sessions, to allow these children to be thrown in cages and separated from their parents. And now there's 535 children that they cannot
find
their parents. That has to be a priority. So Trump says he's going to move out of the country if he loses. Well, you know what? That's an unlawful flight to avoid prosecution, code 1073, according to one of the experts. So he says he's the best economic person. He's 8 million jobs. My 8 million people have fallen into poverty. 12.6 million are unemployed and 40,000 risk eviction and 13 million lost their health care. So, and he's in debt $1 billion. And Sheldon Adelson gave $750 million to Trump recently, but he saved $700 million on his taxes. So that makes sense, doesn't it? And the Washington Post reporting on Giuliani saying anything he says coming from Russia is contaminated, that he's an asset. And the QAnon supporters raised $1 million for Pence. So we're going to have to leave it there.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, the next time I talk to you, I hope, will be from Jeff's show. I hope you'll tag him and tell him you miss me.
We'll probably be off a couple weeks, maybe, or
I don't know
yet.
Out
there. We're trying to figure it out.
We'll figure it out. So we had fun. I didn't get to do everything. Vote!
Vote!
Biden! Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.